This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
All week I've been giving my summer wine drinking recommendations. Today I'll take you to Austria, Oregon, Washington, New York, and California for some very fun recommendations for summer sipping. After this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's grapeencounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at grapeencounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Walking into a wine retail store can be daunting these days, and trying to narrow down your choices for summertime savoring can be even more challenging. So here are a few recommendations I think you'll love. The most coveted grape from Austria is the Grüner Veltliner. Light and crisp with hints of pepper and grapefruit, this wine has become trendy for good reason, and it's a real crowd pleaser. And Rieslings are no longer simply a German phenomenon. There are plenty of exceptional ones coming from the Northeast, like New York's Finger Lakes region. The same is true in the Northwest, where Washington State is producing world-class summer refreshers made from the Riesling grape. Likewise, there is no shortage of great Rieslings from California. Just above California, the state of Oregon has plenty to offer summer wine lovers, like Pinot Gris, which is being made in abundance in a wide range of wine regions. Also from Oregon, and perhaps one of the most summery reds, is Pinot Noir. The light, luscious Oregon Pinots are simply delicious, and if you aren't a Pinot fan, give Oregon a try. Though Pinot is not my favorite wine, I must admit the ones from Oregon are mighty fine. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.